This I believe. Julie Medlock heads the Foundation for Public Information, which is working on the problem of developing a better informed public opinion on world affairs. The enterprise has attracted the active support of such figures as the celebrated philosopher Bertrand Russell. Here now is Julie Medlock.
My creed has developed out of a search for answers to two challenging questions. Why are we here, and where are we going? This search has led through many of the world's philosophies and religions, into science and history, politics, and world affairs. It has given me an entirely new sense of values, reshaped my beliefs, and brought about a refocus of my life's work. In the course of this search, I found myself trying to apply the things I learned to daily life. What did this or that experience mean? What had I learned from it? Almost always, when I subjected an experience to honest analysis, I found that where there had been conflict or dissatisfaction, I myself had been at least partially responsible. Not deliberately, but because I had not seen the situation clearly, or had been thinking more of myself than of others concerned. I learned that the way to solve conflicts was to change my own approach and action, so that others would respond to me more constructively. Only much later was I to realize that exactly the same principles apply to the solving of large conflicts, even wars between nations. Meanwhile, I began to try to see objects and personalities, situations and issues as a whole. First, the surface evidence presented by the five senses, looking at things with a sharpened new awareness. Then, turning inward to causes, and outward again to foresee the inevitable results. At first, I did this deliberately, step by step. But one day, I realized I had developed a new perspective, a kind of triple vision in which I could see the surface and what lay behind it and beyond all at once, like an instantaneous, intuitive knowing. But remembering the mental discipline I had undergone, I knew there was nothing esoteric about it. I had merely been practicing meditation, the specific method of intense concentration upon principles underlying appearances and events, practiced by people the world over and about which I had often read in books. Then another change became apparent. I had gradually lost interest and was free of things that once had seemed vastly attractive and important, like possessions and social pleasures and personal desires. Now these seemed trivial, and what was newly important were the large impersonal problems which condition the lives of millions everywhere, like poverty, hunger, disease, ignorance, and fear. I found that I cared very much what happened to people. They seemed to me to be all one human family with common interests. I found I was angry about the unsolved problems, and I wondered what I could do about it. What I actually did was to give up a secure life and a profitable business of my own to search for practical solutions to world problems. I saw clearly now that if inevitable social change was not to come about by violence, the outmoded institution of war, then it must come about by education. And this meant better communication, the development of an informed public opinion to demand wise public policy, outlaw war, and free man's energies and world resources for the service of all mankind. Communications methods developed in this search are now ready for use. Specifically, what is my creed? I believe in the oneness of all life, that brotherhood is a fact in nature, not an idealistic concept, that men are spiritual beings gaining through physical, emotional, and mental equipment, and through many lives, the experience which leads to conscious awareness of the world about us and within. I believe there is a plan of evolution for mankind, that all men are traveling the evolutionary path together, though at differing speeds, from ignorance to knowledge, as an old prayer describes it, from the unreal to the real, from darkness into light, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. I believe the world crisis presents an opportunity to make the right decisions and thus speed man's progress, that all of us, can help fulfill this opportunity, and that the time is now.
That was Julie Medlock of New York, who puts her philosophy into action through her work in communications. She is a native of Port Townsend, Washington.